40 Days of Prayer, Daily Bread and Forgiveness, Matthew 6, verses 11 and 12. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Today, we're continuing our quick look at the Lord's Prayer. After acknowledging God and how amazing He is, we come to the practical asking for what we need. Jesus was teaching us, teaching His disciples and us too, how to pray differently than how most people pray. Today, it seems most people who pray talk about what I need. They ask first, without ever acknowledging who they are praying to. You might ask, well, what's the big deal? Well, here, Jesus is teaching His crowd, and us too, to ask their Holy Father in heaven for their daily living needs, including food and the other necessities. So asking for those things is not bad or wrong. But I like how Jesus, from yesterday's devotional, is leading us into focusing first on Almighty God, whose name is Holy, which means hallowed, and is in heaven on His throne, running the universe. Well, I added that, but He is. Consider, that acknowledgement can go a long way to bringing the comfort and assurance that our request for daily bread is easy for Him to fulfill. And then the prayer shifts to including others. And forgive us our debts, or sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. You see, it's one thing to ask forgiveness of God for mistakes that we have made, but it's another thing to forgive others for doing the same thing to us. And yet, that is what Jesus is teaching. Keep in mind that God's plan is to make us into the image of His Son, Jesus, to be Christ-like in all our ways. Don't despair if you're willing to admit that you have a long way to go, because none of us have arrived yet at complete Christ-likeness. My prayer for today. Lord, this prayer is amazing in its brevity and yet complexity. Teach me to pray in this fashion and in this process to become more like Your Son, Jesus. Amen.